Good morning. Today we're starting a new sugya, the important and relevant topic of, can somebody sit next to somebody who is saying Shmona Esrei? For example, somebody was in a base medrash and somebody came late to davening and is standing by him and started davening Shmona Esrei. Or somebody has a very long Shmona Esrei and as another person finished and wants to sit down before Chazarat Hashatz begins. Or somebody has an incredibly long Shmona Esrei and somebody wants to bow down for Tachanun, wants to do Nifilas Apayim, put his hand on his arm, sitting, and somebody's still davening Shmona Esrei in his area, in his vicinity. So that's our question, is what's the prohibition? Is there a prohibition? What's the source of the prohibition? And are there times to be lenient? So we're going to start with a story in Tanakh, in Shmuel Aleph, that, as is known, Chana did not have children. And she went to the Mishkan and prayed and davened her heart out to the extent that she was crying to such an extent that Eli, the Kohen Gadol, thought she was a shikora. He thought that she was a drunk. And what was unusual about her davening, which is not our topic, is that she was davening without saying the words out loud. She was simply mouthing the words, so he thought that was strange. In any case, he saw that she was sincere in her davening, and he indeed gave her a bracha that she should have a child. And that's, Baruch Hashem, what happened. And it says that she raised the small boy, who turned out to be Shmuel Hanavi. And eventually they brought him to Eli after he had grown up a little bit. And the Pasuk has her, Chana, explaining to Eli who she is. Ani ha'isha ha'nitzeves imcha bazel yispalal al Hashem. I'm the woman who was standing by you in order to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this child, and Baruch Hashem, here he is. And as I said, I would bring him, and he's going to be his whole life serving Hashem. We are fulfilling that commitment. So the Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, in fact, says, based on this pasuk, that Ani Ha'isha Hanitzeves, I'm the woman who was standing by you to daven to Hashem, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mikan. From here we learn, She'asr Leishe Besoch Arba Amos Shali Mispal Al Tfilah Shmona Esrei. From here we learn that it's prohibited to sit within 4 amos, approximately 6 feet, 2 meters, of somebody who's saying Shmona Esrei. So Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokis. What exactly we're learning? How are we learning this pasuk? So Rashi says as follows, on the pasuk, Hanitzevi Simcha, that I was standing by you. The explanation of Rashi is that, in fact, both Eli and Chana were standing. In other words, Chana is saying that I was makpid and you were makpid, that while I was davening, that we were both standing. And the limud is that you can't sit next to somebody who is davening within 4 amos. So that's what she's saying. We were standing together. The diuk is that sitting would be prohibited within 4 amos. You have to stand within 4 amos or stand out, or you can sit outside of 4 amos, but you cannot sit within 4 amos of somebody saying the Shmona Esrei. That is indeed the limud of Rashi. Tosfos has a different limud. He focuses on the fact, and in our pasuk it says, Ani ha'isha ha'nitzeves imcha. Imcha, ayin mem chaf sofit, would be, as Rashi is saying, within 4 feet. You can't sit within 4 feet, but she is saying something else. It's spelled differently. It's being spelled, ayin mem chaf hey. She is saying that you were outside of my vicinity. I was davening, and you were outside of my 4 feet. You were in the 5th feet. The hey imcha, the additional hey, which was unnecessary, is the gematria of 5. And accordingly, her message to Eli Hakohen was, you were in the 5th amma, not within 4, and that's why you were able to sit. Just a continuation, interesting question that indeed does relate. The Taz asks as follows, how can we learn a halacha from here? Because in fact, Eli thought she was shikur. Not that she was davening, but she was just doing weird things. So in fact, the Taz answers this interesting question, how can we learn anything from Eli, how he acted? Because he's just being a shikur. So he answers as follows, the Taz, Tishlomar, the Chash of Eli. In fact, Eli thought she was shikur, but she was still davening. He thought that the drunkenness brought on her davening quietly, but that it was still a davening. So we indeed can learn from how they acted, how he acted, we'll say, initially. And then his second answer is very fascinating, even if we're not learning from Eli. Eli thought she was a shikur, but we learn from Chana. We learn from the fact that Chana was makbid to not be davening within 4 amos of somebody who was sitting. that in fact either she was makbid, she was standing, even though he was standing, or according to Tosfos, it works out beautifully that she was makbid to not be standing within four amos because he was sitting, but rather that Chana distanced herself outside of four amos while he was sitting next to her. From here we learn that there's a prohibition of sitting next to somebody who is davening the Shmona Esrei. So Amir Tzashem, we will continue on this fascinating topic next time. Have a wonderful day.